Exodus 32, from verse 33 to 35. Moses has gone back to the Lord and pleaded with the Lord for the Hebrews. The Lord replies to Moses here, verse 33. Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now go lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin. And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf Aaron had made. Moses had said, destroy me, blot me out of your book. But deliver the Hebrews. God says, no, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. God is very strong on this. Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 18 particularly. The soul that sins, it shall die. Every man, every woman, everybody, we all bear our responsibility, our individual responsibility. It is me and my sin, and I have to give an account. I am responsible. I have to stand before God. My father, my mother can't stand before God for me. My children can't. Husbands can't represent their wives, nor wives their husbands. Everybody listening to me is a sinner. I know it. The Bible tells me so. I am. You are, my friend. And all of us are accountable to God. The soul that sins, it shall die. Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now, that was Old Covenant, but it comes over into the New as well. Each of us shall have to give an account of ourselves to God. We must all stand before the judgment seat. And God will call an accounting. There is a day of reckoning coming. He has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man whom he has ordained and appointed. And he's given evidence of it, and he has raised him from the dead. I appeal to you to take heed of God's word. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. The Lord replied to Moses, no, I'm not going to blot you out of my book. Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Sin it is, and sin they must answer for. But God is merciful to this man and to the Hebrews. Now go lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. Yes, I am still going to show mercy to the Hebrews. My purposes will still be worked out. My covenant purposes. However, and there is a however, the reckoning day will come when the time comes for me to punish. I will punish them for their sin. And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf Aaron had made. Of course, this is Old Covenant. And there are striking differences in the days of the New Covenant in which we live. But there are striking continuities too. It is still true that the soul that sins, it shall die. And you know, God has demonstrated time and again that he still visits even his people, his professing people, with judgment. Look at the churches of the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 5, 1 Corinthians 11. Judgment there in both chapters. You can see it. Even unto death. Again, look at the churches of the New Testament. All of them have gone out of existence. Christ warned of it in Revelation 2 and 3. Repent or else the candlestick will be removed. I will remove it. And they did not repent, and the candlestick was removed. Look at the churches of North Africa. Look at the great churches we have heard about in recent years, how they have declined and gone into corruption and declension and apostasy. Oh yes, the Lord does bring judgment. He brings it. The soul that sins, it shall die. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Do not fool yourself. There is an accounting day coming. He that sows to the flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. Romans 8. But Moses intercedes here. And God is merciful to the Hebrews. And here is a tremendous principle that comes over in reality in the New Covenant. Moses is an effective intercessor in a shadowy form. But of course, in the days of the New Covenant, we have the real intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his prayers are effectual. He bled upon the cross. He died there. His righteous life was given up as a sacrifice. But he rose again, ascended into glory, and now he ever lives to make intercession for all his people. My brother and sister, Christ is pleading for us day in and day out. The Spirit is an intercessor within us, we read in Romans 8. But Christ ever lives to make an intercession for us. And his intercession is effective. He stays the plague. He stays the judgment. If we confess our sins, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. God is righteous. God is faithful. He will hear Christ's claim. Christ pleads on behalf of his people. So, my brother and sister, if you have sinned, be assured that coming to God through Jesus Christ, he will forgive you again and again. I'm not saying this to countenance your sin or encourage it, but I am encouraging you to look to the Lord Jesus again and know that as Moses was a shadowy intercessor, he is the real intercessor, and his blood avails, and his intercession is always heard and accepted. Unbeliever, this is the only way to God. I am the way, said Christ, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Will you come to God through Jesus Christ now, whoever you are, so-called Christian, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever it might be, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, evolutionist, whatever it might be. Come to God through Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. There is no other intercession. There is no other advocate. There is no other plea. Only Jesus and his righteous work, his blood and righteousness, his death. Plead it and enjoy the mercy of God. Otherwise, that day of judgment will see you condemned to hell forever. May it not be so. I want to close with a hymn by Augustus Toplady, when he speaks of the glorious, successful intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to him. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. With cries and tears he offered up his humble suit below. But with authority he asks, enthroned in glory now. For all that come to God by him, salvation he demands, points to their names upon his breast, and spreads his wounded hands. His sweet atoning sacrifice gives sanction to his claim. Father, I will that all my saints be with me where I am. Eternal life at his request to every saint is given, safety on earth, and after death, the plenitude of heaven. Founded on right, thy prayer avails, the Father smiles on thee, and now thou in thy kingdom art. Dear Lord, remember me. There's a word for every child of God that stumbled and sinned, and we all have. Here is our intercessor. He will be heard. Come again to God through him. And what a word of encouragement to every poor sinner. You who have never come to Christ, come and welcome to Jesus now. Learn from this chapter in Exodus. There is an accounting day, but there is mercy with God, but is found only in Jesus Christ. So call upon the name of the Lord now and be saved.